To him be glory, both now and forever. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Heaven will be full of the ceaseless praises of Jesus. Eternity, thine unnumbered years shall speed their everlasting course, but forever and forever to him be glory. Is he not a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek? To him be glory. Is he not king forever, king of kings and lord of lords, the everlasting Father? To him be glory forever. Never shall his praises cease. That which was bought with blood deserves to last while immortality endures. The glory of the cross must never be eclipsed. The luster of the grave and of the resurrection must never be dimmed. O Jesus, thou shalt be praised forever. Long as immortal spirits live, long as the Father's throne endures, forever, forever unto thee shall be glory. Believer, you are anticipating the time when you shall join the saints above in ascribing all glory to Jesus. But are you glorifying him now? The apostles' words are, to him be glory both now and forever. Will you not this day make it your prayer, Lord, help me to glorify thee. I am poor. Help me to glorify thee by contentment. I am sick. Help me to give thee honor by patience. I have talents. Help me to extol thee by spending them for thee. I have time. Lord, help me to redeem it that I may serve thee. I have a heart to feel, Lord. Let that heart feel no love but thine and glow with no flame but affection for thee. I have a head to think. Lord, help me to think of thee and for thee. Thou hast put me in this world for something. Lord, show me what that is, and help me to work out my life purpose. I cannot do much, but as the widow put in her 2 mites, which were all her living, so, Lord, I cast my time and eternity too into thy treasury. I am all thine. Take me and enable me to glorify thee now in all that I say, in all that I do, and with all that I have.